Final score tonight is Merrimack 4, Vermont 3. A big weekend split for the Warriors against Vermont, picking up the 3 points tonight. Caden Cranston with us, the Warrior of the game, with actually scoring the final 2 goals of the game. We just found out they changed that third goal, the one that tied it up on the 4-4 that you deflected that one in. But first of all, before we talk about the goals, seemed like all weekend, last night and tonight, real battle, you know, start to finish both games again, especially tonight. And you guys having to chase the game most of the night as well, but still finding a way to come out with the win.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's our identity. We don't really give up. So I think we were all pretty confident after that first period that we were still in it. And obviously it showed on the scoreboard. So,
Coach put your line together, you know, the three freshmen, and you guys have all been really, you know, dynamic at all points of the season, and put you guys together to play here tonight, kept you guys together for the entire game as well. And, you know, you guys have generated chances almost every time you're on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, OC and Fitzy, they're great players. OC just brings that grit. You know, he's going to work as hard as he can every shift. And same with Fitzy, just finds a way to win draws, and he just does a great job at center. So yeah, I love playing with those guys, and hopefully you can continue with that.
So they're leading 1-0 at the end of the first period. They outshot you 20-6, pretty much carried the play at that point. What did you guys talk about in between periods? Because it seemed like you came out second in the second period. Besides, you know, changing up some of the lines a bit, you guys were able to come out and really shut them down after that.
Yeah, I mean, our coaching staff really was hard on us after that first period, and I think we answered the bell, so that was good. I mean, yeah, we know how good of a team we are, so, I mean, it doesn't matter what happens in the first period. We just continue to play our game, and obviously it worked out, so.
Your line does end up scoring the goal to tie the game there in the second period. What happened on that play?
Just saw Nicky enter the zone, Pierre, and hit him. He curled up, made a good play to Shamo, and I got myself to the front of the net. Was lucky to get a stick on it. He didn't know that, so I just let him sell it. But, yeah, it was a great play by both those guys, and it was good to get that one.
Yeah, so that's actually the 4-4 goal, the one that ends up tying it in the third period. I was thinking that you guys actually ended up, your line ended up scoring the goal in the second period, right, to tie it up. At that point, it was 1-1.
Oh, yeah, we scored the first goal.
Yeah. Kalen Fitzpatrick ends up getting it, but.
Yeah, found Zivlak in front of the net. He got a good shot off, and OC just doing what he does best, getting to the net. And same with Fitzy, just bearing down on it and putting it top shelf. It was a great goal by him.
And going back to the third period then, first of all, going into the third, so it's a 2-2 game. You guys have battled back. You know, you got the goal from Nick Pierre to tie it there in the second period. And then you go into the third period, again, you know, close game like it was last night, like almost every night, right? What do you guys talk about in those situations to try to get yourselves ready for a third period? Again, you know, it seems like this is how it is. Hockey East, Division I hockey, right? Every night it's going to be a close game in the third period. And are you going to be able to find a way to pull it out or not?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously, that wasn't our first time being in that position, and obviously showed. I think we've really matured in that, where beating the season, maybe we don't win that game, but I think as the seasons went along, we've been able to string a couple of those together, so like UNH last weekend, so it's huge.
All right, so then let's talk again about that goal, the 4-4, because I felt like watching that play, the way it developed, it seemed like, you know, it's the first time we realized, the first time we see 4-4 this weekend. We haven't had that happen. It hadn't been matching minors or, you know, whatever happened. Seemed like that opened up the ice a bit for you guys, and you're able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, definitely, especially with players like Sheamus and Nicky. I mean, they're just going to take over the game when there's not much ice out there. So, yeah, it was great plays by them.
So you guys have the 4-4. You know, like I said, you swing the puck around. Nick Pierre gets it over to Sheamus Powell for the shot. You're there in front. What happened? You got a stick on it there?
Yeah, I mean, I knew Sheamus was going to shoot it. He's got a great shot, so I got myself to the front of the net. I was able to nick off the toe of my blade, so obviously that doesn't matter. Just great to tie the game up. So
at that point, you guys have tied the game. Late in the game, Ty Deneau's got a chance. He comes up the right wing. He keeps moving. He draws a penalty. You guys are on the power play. What's the feeling at that point?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I was thinking, oh, we're going to have 4-on-3 in overtime. And obviously,
because it would have carried over.
Yeah. So, no, but great play by Nicky to enter the zone with speed, and puck bounced to me, and I was lucky enough to put it behind him. And, yeah, I guess just a great way to end the weekend.
Looked like you got that. You took that shot first. Did the puck come right back out to you, and then you tried to get it in, and you were able to stuff it?
Yeah, I shot it. Puck bounced right back to me. I was able to tuck it behind him, and slowly but surely made its way into the net. So, yeah, that felt good.
So after the game now, with the other results around the league, not sure if you saw, but it looks like you guys in fifth place right now, especially because you win the tiebreaker against UConn, having beaten them. I know that you got a week off. Some other teams are going to maybe catch up a bit, but still, fifth place at this point in the season with just 4 games to go. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, from beginning of the season to where we are now, I feel like we've taken a bunch of big leaps, and take care of our bodies this off weekend and get ready to go get back at it against Providence. I think we'll do a good job.
All right, thanks, Caden. Appreciate it. War of the game tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.